Buzzers, you're watching the AfterBuzz TV after show for Dance Moms. This is season 6, episode 18, One Last Dance. Did any of you guys shed a tear last night as the Zigglers say goodbye to the ALDC forever? So we're going to be chatting about all that and the juicy gossip. It's coming up, so don't go anywhere.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Get up, get on the floor! My world is with my girls. Living on the dance floor, living on the dance floor. My world is with my girls. Living on the dance floor. Get up, get on the floor! Living on the dance floor!
Floor, floor, floor!
Yes, that was good! Nice.
It's great to have our theme song back. Yes. The new theme song that was developed 3 years ago, people. But every day is a new day here at Dance Moms. And hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us for tonight's recap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms. Woo! After show, sort of a finale because we are saying goodbye to the Ziggler girls, Maddie, McKenzie, and Melissa. And so in lieu and... in honor of that, we had an hour and a half show.
Nice and long.
It was nice and long. It just kept going and going. Lots of drama, as usual.
Yeah.
It's not an episode of Dance Moms if Abby Lee doesn't tap all over the dancers' feelings and Lifetime doesn't throw an extra 30 minutes in there.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Very true.
Yeah. All the time. So the name of it is One Last Dance. I think that was a pretty appropriate title.
It was.
Yeah. I thought of another one. I thought of The Legacy Continues.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the minis.
Right. So this is the last week and Melissa is getting rid of all of her Abby Lee paraphernalia, which is just like a little bit dramatic. Like, you are going to want to keep those things later on.
Yeah.
And when asked what Maddie wants this week, she says a very heartfelt, I just want to have a good week. I want to have good dances. I want to have a good time and not be yelled at by Abby Lee.
I think that's a very simple and reasonable request.
It's very simple.
I wish it came true.
Right. Keep on wishing, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, poor kid.
I know.
Yeah. She's so sweet, though.
Yeah.
And what a, just a great attitude, you know?
Because
she doesn't let it get to her. She doesn't show, like, too much of the disappointment and, like, all the stress. Even though she has said that before. Like, it's just way too stressful.
Mm-hmm. She handles it very well.
Yeah. The minis are back this week. So, my question to you, Mira, and the viewers out there. So, the minis are competing. The girls are competing. Should Abby just let the ALDC girls dance and leave the minis out?
At first, I thought so. But then I thought, I don't really know what goes into production and stuff, if they have to put the minis in certain episodes or what. So it didn't really bother me that the minis were competing too.
Right. And Abby kind of throws a little, I'm going to say a dangling carrot in front of them by shooting the headshots. And we all know that the headshots are for the pyramid.
Yeah.
My immediate reaction
makes
was
it official.
I hope that this photo shoot goes better than the photo shoot that they had with the last girls. One girl got like 2 hours and one girl got like 2 minutes. So.
Oh my gosh, I remember that.
Thankfully it went okay and they all turned out adorable. And with the headshot, because we know how serious that means, Jeslyn pops up and says, does this mean they are the new team? Production has to be like...
They have to.
Okay, guys, before we go on, this is your line. Jeslyn, you need to say it. Because it's just like...
they assign the drama starting line to one mom each week, and they just spit it out during Pyramid.
Right. And then Maddie pops up and says that she doesn't think that anybody could ever replace them because they were the originals.
I was actually surprised she said that in front of everybody. I don't know. I haven't seen her. She's not shy by any means, but she usually doesn't speak out in that type of way from what I've seen. Just like saying, you know, no one can replace us.
Yeah.
That kind of surprised me.
It was pretty beefy, huh?
Yeah.
It was. It was pretty beefy. And then Abby was like, well, should we throw in the towel just because you're throwing in the towel? Well, she's not throwing in the towel.
She's moving on.
I think that comes a time when she's done everything that she can do. Mm-hmm. And it's only expected, like, you know, everything has a place, and yep. she's done all she can do. She needs to move on. So it's bittersweet, mm-hmm. but, you know, bigger and better things are
yep.
are coming around the corner.
Absolutely.
After all, she didn't have to quit. But anyway,
yeah.
then Melissa's like, immediately, Melissa, there's like this elephant in the room between Melissa and Abby, because Abby, from the start, is not giving her kids the attention that they do deserve. Like,
yeah.
this is a big week, a big emotional week. They've given up their lives and a lot of sacrifice mm-hmm. to be away from their family all this time. They've gotten yelled at a lot. So from the beginning, there's just like that huge elephant in the room, which I thought was ridiculous. Like,
there's so much tension. I was so disappointed.
Yeah.
Because they've been so close this whole time
mm-hmm.
since the show started. And I was disappointed to see that. They couldn't celebrate this transition together.
Yeah. Abby's kind of like, you're darned if you do and you're darned if you don't. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. it's just, I still think,
no winning with her.
Yeah. I think she's still upset from finding out the way that she did.
Mm-hmm.
She probably would have been happier if she were the first person to know, but
yeah.
What can you do?
And then it gets even uglier when Abby talks about, if it wasn't for me, you'd still be in middle class. I didn't write down the exact words, but podunk, Pittsburgh, and now you're on to the Great White Way, but I'm not sure what that means.
I don't know.
I think that was before my time, yeah, that probably. Little phrase. I hope you guys know what it means. Let me know. Okay, so let's move on to the pyramid, because we have an hour and a half show to get through.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
So on the bottom, Brynn is on the bottom because she got third place. Mm-hmm. Then Kendall, because she's missing some details. JoJo, and then Nia. And it's just like, give Nia a compliment.
Some kind, yeah,
give
something.
Give her a compliment. She's
always
doing
just saying, oh, Nia's, you're there because, you know.
You did good, but other people did better.
Yeah.
You know what? Like,
no, that's lame.
Up yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah, seriously.
And on the next tier, Mackenzie is up because she did well. Kalani was outstanding in that mm-hmm. The group number. And then Maddie was on top because she was the winner. Although Ashley didn't understand that because Brynn got third and Maddie got fourth.
Mm-hmm.
But just... she was like, I have to pick my battles. And I was like,
finally.
Yes. Were you like?
Yes.
The woman is learning,
yes,
people.
She is.
The woman is learning.
What great timing. She didn't start anything this episode, I don't think. So that was good for her.
Yeah.
Good for you, Ashley.
Good girl. Okay, so the girls are traveling to Riverside, California.
Yeah, my hometown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm from Riverside.
All right. To the New York Dance Experience, and that's where they have the live critiques. Mm-hmm. Did you ever compete? Go to the?
I did competition. I did cheer though. I didn't do dance.
Okay.
It's a little different, but
okay. We should have gone to this one, but they never leak where they are usually. Mm-hmm. So okay, the girls are so happy that they're doing a hip hop number. The Boss Ladies.
Yes, I was excited for that too.
Right,
they love hip hop.
Mackenzie and Maddie have a solo. Mackenzie's solo is called Hero, and it's a jazz acrobatic, which I know she was disappointed. Mm. I know she wants to move on from there, and she's so good at the hip-hop. But
I know.
At least I was happy that she got the solo, so she got to dance. Maddie has a number called Hostage, and the Minis are doing a group number called Kiss Kiss,
mm-hmm.
which Kendall did a really great solo to that a couple seasons ago.
Yeah.
But she gets to critique the Minis and help them on the details.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah,
that was nice opportunity for her to mm-hmm. take a leadership role.
Yeah, I think Abby really sees something within Kendall mm-hmm. that and she hasn't given up on her. She's still trying to like mm-hmm. get the emotion out of her. So
yeah,
and I think it's good to put them in like that leadership type of role. So and then little Ari is doing a number dedicated to her brother.
Mm-hmm.
He has a disability, has special needs. I just wanted to die when she was telling the story about, I guess I have to tell it just in case the SoundCloud and iTunes listeners are, shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
But her brother, Ari's brother, had open heart surgery when he was 3 months old. And then after that, a little bit after that, 10 days later, he went in cardiac arrest and he didn't recover from it. So
that was so, so heartbreaking, the story. And just to see their emotion about that. I'm so glad that Abby gave her a chance to do a tribute dance for her brother, because that's amazing.
It was amazing. Now, what do you think of the timing with, like, something so, like, special and unique? Because they talked a lot about, like, they have Ari has a narrative to her number, and Mackenzie doesn't. So what did you think of the timing with that? Should she have waited on that, or was it okay? Or
yeah, see, that's the thing. I want to keep critiquing Abby's decisions, but I don't know if production has a hand in it, because she could have easily given Ari the opportunity to do this number any other week.
Yeah.
To be honest. Mm-hmm. Last week, even. Any other week.
Right.
So I don't know really who's behind all
who's
of this
behind that. Yeah.
stuff. But it's true that she had a much more emotional number than Mackenzie did. Which I feel like Mackenzie deserved a more mature number for her last solo.
She did. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with the minis performing, because business is business. Mm-hmm. And she's losing, like, two huge contenders, so she has to keep going with the business.
Absolutely.
Now, it would have been okay if she would have given cut all the static between her and Melissa just been a person, or, you know, like, she can't admit when she's wrong. Mm-hmm. She could have just been like, Melissa, you know, I'm really upset. I really am, like, losing my daughters.
Yeah, I think she's in denial.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I think Abby deals with things her own way. And again, like I said, I really think she took it very personal when Melissa told her the way that she did. I think if Melissa would have come to Abby before anyone else and been like, hey, we're moving on. Thank you so much for teaching my daughters. Like, we're going to make sure everyone knows that you train them, and really made her feel involved. Because you know how Abby is. She wants credit. She wants to feel involved. Mm-hmm. I think that would have been a different story.
Right. I think so, too. Now, do you think at this point in the show, like, Abby will be planning something special for her? For the girls?
Yeah, I definitely expected at least a little bit more.
Like a cake or something?
Something, yeah.
Like, good job?
Yeah,
congratulations.
Like, oh, two of my favorite girls are moving on. And I mean, it didn't have to be like a holiday or something, but it could have been something really nice and personal. And I was pretty disappointed in Abby's reaction. But again, I think she's still kind of fussy about the way she found out.
She was very super fussy.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the girls and their choreography, Abby isn't giving a whole lot of attention to Mackenzie, and she's giving basically all of the attention to Ari.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you guys think of this? Should Melissa have said something? Like, we see that, like, kind of like passive aggressive behavior in Melissa, which I kind of have that too. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll kind of like take and take, and then all of a sudden I snap. But at that point, I was like, she's going to snap at some point.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like she should have pulled Abby to the side a long time ago and just had a heart to heart with her. Because even when Abby had that lunch with Maddie and she still didn't know that they were moving on, I feel like if she knew, I feel like that would have just answered all of the problems.
Right.
If she knew that they were leaving and she found out in a different way that involved her and made her feel special and like she was a part of them growing and doing bigger things, then she wouldn't be upset right now. But she takes things personal. We know how she is.
Yeah, she does. And that's like a huge deal. Like, I don't know if you watch Live with Kelly and Michael, but her co-host, she didn't know until they were on the air that her co-host was leaving. She had to take like 2 or 3 days off work. Like, she was that emotional and upset over it.
And that's the thing. I don't think it should be like a national holiday that they're leaving the show, because, I mean, it's going to go on anyway. And they are two huge, huge members of the team, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, I do feel like Abby was a little bit ambushed by that news. And just like Kelly was, I feel like you should tell people when something big like that is about to happen.
Exactly, yeah. It's really bad. But people do that production does that, so we'll get mad about it. We'll talk about it. There's publicity about it. There was tweeting about it. So that's the whole like little hamster wheel that they have us all in. Now, what do you think about Melissa being so upset that she thinks that her two kids deserve like this huge week? Like, even though you don't think it should be like a party, like I felt like she was like a little entitled herself.
Yeah, I don't know. The way she went about it was like rubbed me the wrong way this entire episode. I can't lie.
Right.
Just every little way she approached the issue was so wrong to me.
Because later on, she's talking, they're on the bleachers with the mini moms, and she does snap. She's like, I'm sorry, but this week is not about Maddie and Mackenzie. It should be about my kids.
Yeah. And again, the timing of that was horrible. It was right after Ariana's mom was, you know, talking about her son, and they were talking about Ariana's number, and it's like, come on, okay, this is a really emotional time for this family, and you're upset that your daughters aren't getting, like, the world on their last competition. I get that she would expect something, but don't try to take away from someone else.
Exactly, right.
Okay. There's a different way to handle that.
And then there is a little lunch, a little goodbye brunch, but I think I'm going to skip that because it was just a little, you know.
Yeah.
It was just kind of more about what we just were talking about.
Just basically recapping what they were talking about before.
Right. And I feel like the last part of the episode, starting with the competition day, is kind of juicy. So we start with Melissa's last walk. And all of the women, all of the elite moms, they're all dressed exactly the same in a black with the fancy pill hat with like the veil over it. I have to say they look cute. I thought they looked cute. And they're showing up in black because they're mourning.
Yeah.
And they want their final walk.
Whatever. I don't know. That's weird to me, but yeah. I was happy to see that they included Ashley this time. That was pretty cool.
Well, Ashley also got included at the brunch that they had. Yeah. And she said that she felt like she was at the cool kid table.
Yeah, so I think that's nice at the end of the day, and it probably makes Brynn feel a lot better that her mom's getting along with the other moms.
Yeah. Well, finally.
Yeah.
Brynn is also out of the hot seat for a couple episodes, too, so that always helps.
Absolutely.
That always helps as well. Abby is crying backstage. Melissa just wants everybody to be happy. She doesn't want to talk about the fact that her daughters aren't getting enough attention. She just wants it to be like a happy situation because she really doesn't want to be going deep down. Like her emotions are pretty raw. And then Abby reveals, when I heard this, Abby said, she's like, she just hoped that she would be out first and be able to take them with her instead of them leaving without her. I was like, what a sad place to be as a human being. Like, you know, when you're not happy for people, that means like inside you're like really unhappy.
Yeah. That was like, again, I was so, so disappointed this whole entire episode.
I know.
Because I just expected so much more positivity about them moving on. And when she said that comment, it really hit home. Because I'm like, these kids are basically like your children, as close to daughters as you'll ever have, pretty much. Right. And she feels the need to be bitter because she's not moving on to bigger things before they are.
Yeah.
And the fact that she even had the nerve to say that, Abby, why?
The woman has so much. She's traveled the world. They've been to Ireland. They've been to Australia. Mm-hmm. She did the Dance Moms in UK or whatever. Like, she's gotten to do a lot of stuff, you know? Things don't last forever, but I just was, like, disappointed.
Yeah.
So, before the performances, Abby greets Ari's brother. And that was really, it was exciting that he got to be there, I thought, to, like, see her. And you could tell that she had to really grow up, you know, sooner than her age because her older brother, and Abby kind of touched on this, which I thought was, like, really intuitive, that, you know, she had to grow up and be more mature before her time because her brother needs help.
Yeah, that made so, so much sense when she said that. Yeah. Because since the first episode that the minis were on the season, uh-huh. I always thought, oh, Ariana's so mature, she's a leader, and now it makes sense as to why she conducts herself in such a mature manner.
Yeah.
I applaud her for that. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
It is. It is really cool. So she's up first, her solo, and it's called For My Brother, dedicated to him. So she did great. They're just so dang cute. But she dances beyond her years. Her confidence is beyond. Mm. Her technique is beyond. Like, she was born for the stage.
Yeah, it was really good. Mm-hmm. Again, like you said, it was really beyond her years. And her technique is awesome. Her turns,
yeah.
I'm always impressed by her turns.
Her turns are her strong point.
Yeah.
I love the costume. She just seemed to get... She was, like, just over the nerve part. Mm-hmm. She was just in, like, a space, like, up here mm-hmm. instead of, like, oh, what are people going to think of me?
Yeah.
It's not about me. It's for my brother.
Yeah. She was very comfortable. So yeah. That's cool.
To get that at that age, like...
I know.
I mean, I watched them. I'm like, how are they even that talented at that age to, like, to be a soloist is just... Not everybody can do it. Some mm-hmm. dancers are great, like mm-hmm. in the group, yeah. but then you have to have that extra flair, and that's what the judges said on the live critique. He said something magic flair, like your technique, the performance level. So
yeah,
I thought that
she killed it.
She killed it. So talking about that, what about little Miss McKenzie who got called a pocket rocket? Like, what is that?
Something inappropriate. Something very inappropriate. They were all cracking up.
They were like, maybe it means something different in Australia. And of course the producers had to air that.
That was hilarious. You know, Mackenzie did a great job. I mean, it's nothing we haven't seen before, and I thought she's always impressive with the jazz and the acro, so.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised by anything, but I do wish she could have had a little bit of a deeper number for this one. And I think she probably wished so, too, but that's okay.
Yeah, I think she did, too. There's so many tricks in that. She's like a gymnast. I mean, those front aerials.
She's really good.
You know, double backflips, you know, switch leaps. But it was kind of like the same thing that we've seen from her, but she still did bring the sass and like the facials, mm-hmm. you know, more so than she used to. So
yeah.
She's grown up. And then the other judge, she also said something, I can't wait to see you in 10 years. Is that what she said?
Yeah, something like that.
I was
that.
Like, what about now?
Yeah, she was really good, but I think she just means like, I see Mackenzie, she's going to be a performer for sure. Like Maddie already has that her stuff going on, but I think Mackenzie is going to be able to like book shows and be dancer and
actress,
all kinds of stuff. I think she has that spunk.
Yeah, she does. And I think it's good that she's moving on because she's losing her little zest, mm-hmm. you know?
Especially, I think Abby's kind of stuck her in a box.
She has, yeah.
And so it's going to be cool to see what she does outside of just the acro and the jazz stuff that mm-hmm. Abby has been kind of throwing her in. It'll be cool to see when she does hip hop routines or whatever else, wherever she's going.
Yeah, and thanks to social media, we'll be able to follow her on that journey. So Maddie is up with the hostage, and I literally got goosebumps. Like, I got goosebumps.
It was breathtaking.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good.
It was just, everything was just spot on, like the lines, the turns, her technique, the balance between like the technique, or I'm sorry, the flexibility and the strength. Mm-hmm. And she just works the stage. Like she goes, she travels like throughout the whole stage, which is phenomenal because she's not really that tall.
No. Yeah.
But she looks super tall.
It takes a lot of skill to be able to tell a story like that
mm-hmm.
with your body and your face. And she nails it every time.
Every time. Yeah. She never has a bad day.
Never.
How does she do that?
I don't know. I'm just, that was really good. I think it was a great way for her to go out.
It was, yeah. She went out as a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And so the judge is like, they must have a relationship because she congratulates her and she's like, you've been such a great example and I'm so proud of you. And then Maddie cries a little bit and gets emotional.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool that they did that.
That was cool.
the whole thing for them. It was cool. I think it was a nice ending for their solos, even though Mackenzie could have had something better, but she did a great job.
She did. She did good job. Backstage, it gets a little bit more commotion mm-hmm. because Melissa in her little interview vignette literally cusses out Abby.
I know.
But you want to end like on a high note, you know. You want to take the top road. You don't want to be like taking the low road below the belt, being immature, expecting things like, you know, it's hard, but you shouldn't like expect stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I think the problem is here. I think both Melissa and Abby probably expected to be praised and celebrated like none other in this last week. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how Abby is. She wants, you know, oh, thank you so much for training them. And, oh, you know, they exactly. would have been nothing without you. And at the same time, Melissa's head's probably grown a big, yes. big since she's been on the show. And she also wants her kids to be praised. And, oh, this show would be nothing without my kids. So it's a give and take here. They're both fighting for that praise.
They are both fighting for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Abby gives a really, really weird pep talk to the girls. She's like, this is your final performance with Maddie and Mackenzie, and this is the last time that they'll be working with you. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise for some of you? Will there other opportunities be better? Will they be worse?
So unnecessary.
So unnecessary.
Why is she saying that? I don't know why she's so bitter. Think how different this episode would have been if she was like happy and excited. Oh,
I don't know.
It would have been great.
It gets a little gets worse when Ari's mom pops up and says that she thinks that the elite competition moms have been very disrespectful and rude.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, girl. And then Kiara gets up and is like,
she did.
Your kid wouldn't be on this team if it wasn't for her kid. You know, she's got to get her, like, one line in there mm-hmm. to get paid, I'm sure.
Yeah, each episode, she has to at least say one thing or else she's going to get replaced.
She's awesome. She's like...
She's like, okay, let me just go ahead and...
Yeah, she's like...
All right, I'm done.
Kalani, I hope you enjoy dancing. This is all for you, girl.
Yeah, she's a trooper.
And then Melissa walks out with, the fans will not love you.
Melissa, I don't know why she... I was disappointed in her behavior this week.
That's pish-posh.
Yeah.
You know, that's not right. But anyway, I don't think we have time to, like, keep going into it. So up next is the mini dance kiss. Mm-hmm. They were poised. Mm-hmm. They were super cute.
It was cute. It was sassy.
They've come a really long way.
From the caveman, yeah.
Right, right. And they all have their, like, little tricks that mm-hmm. they're good at. One of them's got really great turns, Ari. Another one is, like, really great at flips. So mm-hmm. I thought it was really, really cute. And they have what it takes.
They do.
You know? Not to replace the girls that are there, but to carry on the legacy, which, you know, Abby is so concerned about.
Exactly.
I felt really sorry for Abby, too, when she's like, they're all I've got. The future is all I've got. I'm like, good Lord, woman.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, it really is. She doesn't have kids.
If she wasn't so mean, she would have a lot, but she's mean.
Yeah. the way she goes about things is pretty interesting, but nonetheless, her life is definitely that studio, so.
Mm-hmm. So now, next, we've got the boss ladies with the ALDC. They freaking rocked that crowd.
That was an amazing number.
They were just having so much fun. Yes,
and I loved the costumes.
I did, too.
I loved them.
Oh, super cute, mm-hmm. a little bit sexy, but not too
not
much.
Not too much, yeah.
They were all just living, mm-hmm. like living for their facials. Kalani, Maddie. Mm-hmm. I loved it when JoJo got up in the pyramid.
Oh my gosh, yes. That was so good.
She was living on the dance floor.
Uh-huh, she was. Yeah.
And that was just
That is the epitome of living on the dance floor.
Yeah, I mean, like, a bulldozer could have driven through the competition and she would just been rocking it up.
That was so cool. Yeah. I love when they do hip hop, but this one in particular was really nice.
And one of my favorites, mm-hmm. just because they were just living all of
them. Yeah, you can tell they were just relishing in the moment and just mm-hmm. soaking it in. Like, this is the last time we're going to perform. Well, maybe the last time, but we're going to...
Did you shed a tear?
I totally did. I can't lie.
Did you guys shed a tear?
I did.
Yeah.
Well, I think the only time I actually cried was after Ari's performance, to be honest. Okay. But I teared up after they were done, because, I mean, mm-hmm. it is emotional that this whole journey is coming to an end with all of them together.
Right.
So, yeah, it was a big deal.
It was a really big deal. Let's get to the awards. All right. Okay, so for senior awards, Maddie gets first with her hostage. Mm-hmm. She's going out as a champion, yep. which is what she wanted. Mm-hmm. And then the mini group, they also get first mm-hmm. with Kiss Kiss. Kiss Kiss. Yes. And let's see. Back to Ari, forgot about her. She got second place yeah. with her solo.
That's okay, though. She did a good yeah. job.
I think second place is great. It's solid. It's her first mm-hmm. time having a solo, you know? That's yeah. great. Mackenzie didn't place.
I know.
Bummer.
That sucks. I really felt bad. And I can't say that I thought she should have placed because it really wasn't a spectacular number. Mm-hmm. Even though she always kills it, it just wasn't like anything... Yeah. extraordinary, and I really wish she would have gotten something to get her first place.
She could have. Yeah. She could have had it. I don't think Acro really does that well at those types of competitions or the musical theater. I think they want to see leg turns, technique,
yeah.
hits, that type of thing. Okay, so that's... And the elite competition team, they won as well. Mm-hmm. So they... It's almost a clean sweep. Should have been.
Yeah,
clean sweep.
I know. It was
almost
close.
A clean sweep.
I felt really bad for Mackenzie. I don't know if you saw her face, but she was just like looking down and
Yeah.
That broke my heart, but
I know.
I just feel like she's always kind of a little bit in the shadow. And especially since Maddie won, it would have been cool if Mackenzie won in her division.
Would have been really cool if they both could have won.
Yeah.
But I was just glad that at least they had solos. And yeah. we all know how talented Mackenzie is. Yeah. So sometimes, you know. You're the best. Sometimes the best first person for the job doesn't always get the job.
Yep.
Right?
That's true.
I hate that, but.
So true.
Okay, so the announcer calls up Maddie and Mackenzie on the stage. They get flowers, and she has this, like, really cute, heartfelt talk with them. She's like, is it easy to be a champion? No. Is it easy to, like, give up all of the stuff that you've given up? You know, they've given up their childhood, mm-hmm. like... playing just like regular sports and yeah. different things. Yeah. Like, you know, they've been living on the dance floor, no pun intended. And she's like, and Abby has said this particular line for years, everyone's replaceable. And she's like, Maddie and Mackenzie, you are not replaceable. And so that was like, I think that's when I cried. I was like, wow. I mean, they're getting validated, you know, which mm-hmm. means so much sometimes. Sometimes if you can just get validated by, like, somebody who's not even in, like, the yeah, circle.
Yeah, exactly.
It just makes you feel so much better.
Yeah.
She calls up Melissa, and then Melissa's, like, so choked up. She can barely even talk, but we get the idea. She's very thankful. She did thank Abby, and she... Everybody that needed to be thanked ended up getting thanked. Mm-hmm. I think she could have thanked the fans, too.
Yeah.
She should have thanked you guys. You guys are what makes their show. I mean, and if they hadn't had such a following, if the fans hadn't attached to...
The show, yeah.
You know, they attached to everybody. The moms, the kids, the journey. Mm-hmm. You know, they wouldn't have lasted the whole six seasons.
That's
so
very true.
I think very first you should have, you know, thanked the fans, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
I always thank you guys every week, but I'm just remembering that I didn't thank them today, and we didn't introduce ourselves, so.
That's all right.
It's an emotional show.
We have a lot to talk about.
Right. So I just want to end with, they get backstage, and there are balloons and streamers. I don't know who put those up, if the producers put it up, but it was nice to see.
Yeah.
They were having a good time, and then Abby ends up making the Minis official members of the Abby
cool.
Lee. So
yeah.
Good job,
congratulations
girl.
To them. I think they totally deserve it.
Right.
They've earned it.
Mm-hmm. They have. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
That was good.
Enough drama?
I mean, it just ended poorly. Melissa walked out and they never really...
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, my DVR cut out, so...
Yeah, it's just, that's it. It just ended, basically, they're arguing. Melissa stormed out and Abby never really, you know, had a proper goodbye. And it just was, it sucked. Why?
Well, you need closure, you know?
Exactly. Like, And especially since, you know, they're having a little reunion thing next week, you would think they would have some kind of, but then again, that might be why they didn't have any closure, so we could have something to look forward to, but...
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see them, you know, talk it out and really be happy for one another.
Yeah. Just be like, I'm happy for you. Practice it at home. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. I mean, how can it be that hard?
Exactly.
You know, but I guess when you feel unfulfilled in your own life, you can't really.
Yeah. And then I guess if you do feel unfulfilled. Yeah. So glad that's not us.
I know. I'll always be happy for you.
I'll always be happy for you. Yeah. So let's see. Let's move on to predictions.
Yeah. Ooh. Predictions.
Oh, predictions. Where's our music? Anyway.
Oh, there it is. Now, thank you. You're after Buzz TV.
Sorry, I was just waiting for this. So, after today, we have 3 more episodes, and then we take a little break.
Mm-hmm.
They never really disclose how long that break is. Yeah. One time it was for a couple months. One time it was for a week.
Yeah,
so,
who knows?
It's really unsure of that. It might be longer this time.
I'm thinking it might be.
Yeah. I have Jeslyn's email, so I'm gonna email her.
Yeah, I should ask her, get the inside scoop.
I know.
I don't know what to expect. You know, they're doing that little reunion thing next week, and all the moms and the girls get together with Abby, and you know how they sit and talk about the season. And I don't know what to expect, but I think there's going to be tension between between Melissa and Abby.
Is that next week?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that... JoJo is having a music video released on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Yeah,
there's like three... there's this little reunion thing. I think there's going to be another one. And then there's like a special.
Right.
So that's the three. And then I don't know if they're doing 16B right now. I don't know if they're filming it or...
What we're doing.
Yeah.
So basically we predict that... You just got to stay on the edge of your seat and know that there will be more drama.
Yeah.
Let's go into news and gossip.
News and gossip. Thank you. Well, JoJo, you know, everyone knows she has her YouTube channel, JoJo's Juice. She does those videos. And this time she did one with Gia. So you guys should go over to JoJo's YouTube channel and check that out. Because we don't really get to see too much personal stuff with Gia. But Gia seems like a really cool girl, doesn't she? You know, she definitely seems
she's
cool. I want to see more of her from now on, actually, because we get little snippets of her.
We do, yeah.
She seems cool, but
I know she has a great relationship with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's much more compassionate than Abby Lee.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think she can relate to them a little bit easier.
I think so.
So that's cool. I always love Gia.
Yeah.
And next, JoJo, her single Boomerang can now be pre-ordered on iTunes. Oh my gosh.
Yay!
And she posted this picture up on her Instagram to make sure everybody knows about her single. It's up on iTunes. You can pre-order it. And a lot of people are super excited about it. I'm excited to hear it. So we have a lot of little musicians on the team right now.
We do.
Mackenzie, pop star Max Z.
Yeah.
So now JoJo.
JoJo, mm-hmm. Nia.
Nia,
Kendall.
Yeah, Kendall. Oh. Yeah, so.
Kalani better get on those singing lessons, girl.
Yeah, definitely. Bryn too, right?
Right, yeah. Acting, singing, all of it.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you guys... JoJo and her mom will be with us on the 18th.
Yes, fingers crossed, everybody.
Fingers crossed.
They'll be super cool guests.
I've been trying to get them in to talk and chat, and they're so busy.
Mm-hmm.
They're so busy. They're literally stars.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I mean, I can't imagine having a schedule like that.
I know.
Traveling the world and
traveling
doing all
the
these
world
events.
And wanted here and wanted there.
Yeah.
And pretty neat.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So... As we mentioned a few weeks ago, but just as a reminder, our girl Chloe will be in a movie called Center Stage Dance Camp, which is, I believe, the third installment of the Dance Camp series. And it's going to be premiering on Lifetime later on this year. So we
Yay.
Might, I believe they showed a little promo clip of this during the episode. So that was pretty cool. They're showing support to Chloe, or
that
Dance Moms
cool.
alum. And I always love Chloe, so I can't wait to see this movie. She plays a character named Gwen. It's a cool dance movie, so everybody get excited for that. I can't wait to see it.
I'm excited! I love Chloe, and I love that she's proving that there is life past ALDC.
Exactly. things, you know, you move on.
Things just work out. They Melissa, do. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
Everybody will be fine.
Yes.
And that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, tell them where that Woo. They can find you.
Hey, guys. You can find me at Miera Jennings on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you so much for sending me all the information, and we'll see you next week.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at Candace_Camacho. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel at New Mom, New Wife, New Life. If there's any recipes you want to see, you can tweet me and I will try to make that for you. I'm filming some more stuff on Monday in my kitchen. So subscribe cool. to my channel. I know several of you have, and I really, really appreciate the support. And as always, thank you so much for watching us, staying with us, and hopefully we're going to have some guests in here soon.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Because I know you guys want to see the girls and chat with the girls, so we're going to make that happen. Have a great week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.